It's a big win for our football team, obviously, on the road against a real good football team that was vying for a playoff position. You know, we did some things today that allowed us to win last week. We protected the football. We did a real good job with the run battle. You know, we did a pretty good job. We really did a good job protecting our quarterback. And we put Tony under some pressure. They've got an explosive offense with really good wide receivers. And my hat's off to their comeback was unbelievable. But again, I'm proud of our football team. We're proud of our football team. And they should be proud of one another. Questions?
Joe, what was the message to the team when you went to overtime? They'd scored those two touchdowns late to tie it, and then they win the toss of the coin to begin overtime.
Listen, these guys, we boarded a team playing yesterday to come down here and work as hard as we can to win a game. It doesn't matter whether you win the game in overtime or regulation, it's to win a game. And everybody was on board. There was no panic. So, really, that's it. Is that, you know, everybody fighting together.
I know Jimmy had just come out. I think he hurt his hand and went back in. Just being able to fight through that to get the fumble, obviously, it's huge.
Huge. Yeah. I think that, you know, Jimmy Graham, you know, really understands the difference in turnovers now. You know, he's lived two games where we turned the ball over and we weren't successful. So, I mean, he really did use his athleticism and down muscle and get that ball was huge.
So many pivotal moments. That fourth and two looked like you were going to kick the field goal, then you decided to go for it in the second quarter. Talk about the decision to go for it there.
Listen, we sent Garrett out there, and he looked like he had a hard time getting the spot. It was kind of windy, and they were kind of moving. He was kind of moving around. He had just come off a miss. It was just kind of a gut thing, take a timeout and put the ball back in the offense's hands. You know, and then Garrett comes back and wins the game for us. You know, so that was basically it.
Your defense held their offense in check for a good part of the game. Talk about the job they did today.
Well, they were outstanding. I think, you know, hey, listen, we're all disappointed a little bit that we gave up some big plays at the end and let them back in it. You know, when you've got a 14-point lead like we've had, the only way you're going to lose a game is let the ball get over your head and get beat on double moves and things like that. Well, they've got a good football team. They've got skilled wide receivers, and this will be a learning experience for us.
I guess we're used to a 400-yard passing game by Drew Brees. Comes back and wins in overtime, but same.
Well, you guys are the ones that jumped off the bandwagon, not me. So,
but he's was stubborn.
I didn't sell that stock. You all did.
Stubbornly, not letting this season get away from you guys. Obviously.
He's a great competitor. He's a great quarterback. I don't know how many more accolades I have to say about him. I mean, do you want me to put him on my W-2 form or what? I mean, I don't. Might be.
Just your thoughts on this team, after losing those three games, and, you know, other teams in the league may have just laid down. Obviously, the Saints are fighting hard and winning games. Just your thoughts on their, I guess, resolve to keep fighting for everything.
Listen, I think that we've talked about this all year long. From an 0-4 start, the character, the resolve, the togetherness, and the accountability to one another in the locker room is fun to be around on a daily basis. And even in our setbacks, you know, you try to – You educate the new members of our football team and the young members of our football team what wins and what loses in the National Football League, and that's specifically what wins for us. And there's a learning curve. And listen, as a coach, you've got to have patience and you got to stay the course. But we've said this from day one about this football team. It's the kind of people that we draft. It's the kind of people that we signed. This football team is weather-tested, and they're tough. They hang together. They're fun to coach.
Joe, were you pretty convinced the call on the field would stand, that it would be a fumble and a recovery by the Saints?
I couldn't tell. You know, the one side judge said to me he thought that we got the ball, you know. Then there was a little bit of discussion where the ball was going to be spotted, you know. But listen, you got to just wait for the call. Now, you know, you have to have a contingency plan. So we're trying to get talking to the press box. Okay, now where's the ball spotted? If we don't get it, bing, 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 back and forth. So, I mean, listen, we got the call, and Garrett kicked the field goal.
You knew right away you weren't going to mess around and just go.
Yeah. Listen, this time we're playing with house money. Let's kick and go home.
Talk about the strip Lofton had of Murray. Went to a touchdown. Obviously, big play.
You know, Curtis has had a great year. Curtis has been a great acquisition for us, you know. And you talk about a huge play when an opposition is backed up and you're able to give your offense, our offense, possession. I think it was the 3-yard line. Huge.
Third downs were huge. You were very good on offense and pretty good on defense.
You know, going into this game, you know, we had to win the turnover battle. That was the number one key. The number two key, and it was slash, was the run game and third down. You know, that if we took care of those two things and protected the ball, we thought we'd have a real good chance to compete and win this football game. And the guys did that. They responded.